is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We head to Alaska. Alaska, according to the Scientific American, is on pace for another historic wildfire year, with its fastest start to the fire season on record. By mid-June 2022, over 1 million acres had burned. By early July, right now, that number was well over 2 million acres, including a gigantic fire that you can see from the satellite, spreading over a vast area of Alaska, dwarfing the huge fires of California last season. Smoke jumper Bliss is in Vegas, however, so before we go to the wildfires that now promise to devastate Alaska and visit California again, we take into account the economy. Smoke jumper Bliss is now high roller Bliss in Las Vegas. Jeff, if anybody's going to spend money, it's going to be in Las Vegas. What does the strip look like? Good evening to you.
It's very, very busy here in Las Vegas this weekend. There are all sorts of concerts and other attractions that are happening, as well as a former president who's making his appearance before his MAGA crowd. So you have quite a few people here in Vegas. But this is really kind of running counter to what many people think about the economy, because Vegas is just, it's booming still. As a matter of fact, over the last year, they're up more than 50% from 2021. So you've got about 3.3 million visitors this year. That's a lot of money coming into the slot machines and the dining rooms and everywhere else here. It's a happy time for Vegas after a real low during the pandemic.
We leave the heat of Vegas, and it's invariably three digits, to go to the wildfires of Alaska. The photograph that I'm looking at from July 1st from NOAA, NASA's NOAA, is vast. This dwarfs anything we saw in California. What is the expectation? Do they try to control these fires, or do they just let them burn out, Jeff?
It depends where they're located and what their resources are. You know, Alaska is fairly remote. It's hard to get a lot of mutual aid up there. So they're just trying to do the best they can, make sure it doesn't hit any really important national park sites, resources, or, you know, areas where people live. But other than that, it's just so spread out. I mean, we're talking about more than 200 active fires at the time right now. More than 40 of those are considered large. And we're talking large as, you know, into, you know, six figures in terms of size, acreage burned. But we're on track to have 2 million acres burned at least in July. We could end up having much more than that. But it's very interesting when you look at the map of Alaska to see how it stretches out. It encompasses almost every part of Alaska, even out to the very remote small islands in the Bering Strait. This is really a tough time for them. It's being exacerbated by drought, unusual heat, and very intense lightning storms. So this is going to be a very tough summer for the folks in Alaska and any of the firefighters who are up there.
I mentioned the climate is increasingly a story around the world. Does it add up to any particular direction? I don't know, but I say that the climate in northern Italy right now, the Po River Valley, is devastated. So is the agriculture. The ability of people to recover requires water to be in the Po River Valley. The hydropower is reduced, and the farmers believe that they need 5 days of rain, and it's unlikely. I also mentioned there's a drought across the whole of the West. So do these things connect? I don't know. Let's go to California. Washburn Fire. This is in Yosemite National Park, threatening sequoias. Did we have a fire like this last year, or was that a different part of the park, Jeff?
We did have fires in Yosemite, but we had a very devastating fire in Sequoia National Park, which also has these giant redwoods, these giant sequoias. They managed to save those. But it really is an all-out battle when it starts to run amok in these grove of ancient woods or, you know, monumental wood trees. So, it's another tough battle for them up there in Yosemite.
Is it a large one? I can't tell when you get these things. You say that they scorched 5 to 8 acres near the lower portion of the Mariposa Grove. You know Yosemite. Is this a threat to the oldest trees?
It is something that gives them a bit of, you know, it is a very tense situation. It's not a big fire right now, but they've got to get it knocked down soon before it turns into something bigger. What they're doing is they're worrying about, you know, are they going to have intense winds come up? Are they going to have the heat conditions change? You know, they need to have humidity. It needs to be on the side of firefighters to help them keep the brush, you know, as moist as possible. But, you know, you're talking about an area that's difficult to fight in. It can be very steep at times. The terrain can be difficult. It can be remote and difficult to get water resources to. So there's a whole series of things they're dealing with. It's not just a matter of putting water on a fire. It's getting it there. It's having the resources. It's a very, very tough job.
Now we go to the border of the county line between Amador and Calaveras. Is this in the north, Jeff, the Electrifier?
It is in the north. It's just kind of south of Sacramento there. And so far, it's probably burned close to 5,000 acres. They're doing pretty good on the containment, but they're still not even at half, 50% containment. Containment does not mean the fire is put out. It just means they're getting the fire lines around the actual, they're getting the firefighters around the fire itself, creating a fire line where it can't jump any farther, hopefully. But, until you get up to 70 or 80%, nobody starts to breathe easy.
We had big fires last year. I don't remember when they started. Is this fire season right now, July in California?
It does seem to be getting earlier each year. These were the type of conditions that you used to see in, September, October, and then you have the high winds, the Santa Ana winds. That's when you'd really worry about the big wildfires. But now we're moving toward what the fire authorities say are year-round fire season in California and much of the West.
The drought. I talked about the drought. There is an item in Bloomberg News recommending that you go to artificial grass. There is no, as yet, order for people to stop watering their lawns. Is that correct? You live in Orange County when you're not High Roller Bliss in Las Vegas. Is there any recommendation of people reducing their water usage or not watering their lawns that you've seen, Jeff?
Absolutely. You see that throughout Southern California and even Northern California, where they are starting to say, you need to start doing this now or else we're not going to have enough water later. But there are county governments, city governments, and water districts or providers who are saying it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And some of these reductions are going to be very drastic. Some people even say draconian. And so what they're trying to do is they're in some places like in Arizona and here in Nevada, they're saying just pull up your lawns right now. That's you got to do it. That's the order. And then you've got places, Long Beach, California, where they're paying people to actually take out their yards and put in water-sensitive yards where there are rocks or, succulent plants, things like that, or even paying people to put in artificial turf. So you're going to see this more and more and more.
The Lake Mead levels have dropped to the point. You sent me a picture of a Higgins boat. That's what was used in Normandy and other landings 70 years ago. What's it doing at the bottom of Lake Mead? Is there an explanation for that photograph?
The guess right now, because I don't believe they've totally taken it out, is that it was a surplus Higgins boat that was used after the war, probably surplus to the water district, and it somehow was sunk there. But it wasn't used in any type of naval training operations.
We go to the price of gasoline. Jeff has driven to Vegas, and he's passed several important markers, especially Eddie's World. What is the price in Eddie's World? How does it compare to Orange County, Jeff? We have about a minute.
Right now, the prices are $6.49 for regular and $6.79 for premium and diesel, and that's per gallon, of course. And that's pretty comparable to what we're seeing in much of Southern California, but there are a lot of places in Southern California that are $6.99 and slightly over $7. So we're still dealing with very high gas prices.
Eddie's World is halfway to Las Vegas. You have to pass it when you're driving from L.A. Is that where it is?
It is. You do. It's a huge gas station and convenience store. It's got a giant ice cream sundae out front, so you can't miss it for miles away. So it's a landmark for sure.
Yeah, Jeff, very kindly, last year when I first discovered Jeff at Eddie's World, sent me a mug. It's one of my proudest coffee mugs in the morning. No one in the East Coast of the United States has any idea what I'm talking about. Eddie's World, not quite $7 a gallon. Jeff Bliss, the High Roller Bliss in Las Vegas.